The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
You know what, man? I have a question for the LGBT community.
Oh.
Plus, don't forget that plus bro. You over a discount, yeah, hell of a...
because allies are mad. Everyone, yeah.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of initials.
No, yeah. No offense, they're having hissy fits.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Yeah, because when I observe the community, I look at, you know, gay men. There's different.
I bet you do.
There's different variations. There's feminine, yeah, gay men.
Tell us.
There's
about
gym bros, gay men. There's like niggas that
what?
Look.
What? What? What?
Gym guys, like
they're
niggas
gay?
That niggas that be buff and swole, but they're gay. You know, there's different variations of guys that are gay. There's
sure.
The feminine gay guy that's like Saucy Santana, but there's a regular guy you would
the fact
have...
you know these dudes' names.
Which class are you? Which one are
Saucy
you?
Saucy Santana. Like, I don't even want to know anymore, but I do. I'm hoping
that's a rapper.
Yeah, he's a rapper influencer.
Rapper influencer.
Come on,
yeah, influencer.
Nah, ain't nobody.
See, listen. Back in the day, rapper was good enough.
No, nah, you can't.
He's more of an influencer, but he be,
yeah,
rapping too.
No, no, no. There's no. I don't know any gay rapper that is the pro. You know, like pro. Like I'm out here gay rapping. That the rap, the culture is finna fall behind. Like that's just not gonna happen unless it's the LGBT.
What about Frank Ocean?
He wasn't a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
Yeah, he was the only nigga that ever held a tune in his whole group. Everybody else was a rapper, so it's like, yeah.
But yeah, he's a singer though, right?
Yeah, but he's who'd
he beat up though too?
Who'd he beat up? Chris,
yeah,
Brown?
I think he beat up Chris Brown. He beat up somebody, right? Like like he gave somebody hands. So
but
it's,
I mean,
like,
I'm not fighting no gay dude, bro.
I'm gay, but catch these hands.
Yeah, you got to be careful because you never know. Like if you losing has bigger stakes sometimes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
if you lose, not just to the fact that you got beat by a gay dude, but you might be powerless.
Oh yeah, not right. He go ahead and do a Diddy on your
indoctrination.
Yeah, he Diddy your ass.
But all I'm saying is, when I see gay men, there's different variations of gay men, right? It's not just one subcategory.
I'm not sure I want to have the gay variation conversation with you.
But with the lesbians, I'm confused because I feel like dykes only take one category, and it's street niggas. There's never a dyke that's just like a regular working nigga prototype. It's always like a street nigga prototype. And the way I find that out was, I was in fucking Costa Rica and I'm looking at the dykes there and I'm like, why they dress like niggas? like why they gotta be? And even if you look at white girls that are dykes, it's always the bad boy look. It's not like a regular look.
Yeah,
it's,
but I mean,
always have to be the bad boy look.
But that in that kind of the, that's like the fake out of this. So what I've noticed is they've been trying to make men softer.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't notice that. I think everybody
knows.
Yeah,
you know, it's definitely a true observation.
But even though they've been doing that, women aren't dating differently.
Oh, so because they like the bad boys?
Yeah, they don't want no soft-ass nigga. Nobody does. Gay or straight. Nobody wants that nigga, right? So even though they're trying to soften men up, the girls are still choosing a certain kind of guy, has a certain kind of assertiveness,
roughness.
A certain kind of, you know, they have to be a little dangerous. You don't want no safe-ass dude. Like, you want a safe dude when you're worried about somebody cheating on you, but you don't want a safe dude when he's fucking you.
Yeah, but I guess it's funny because if you're a dude and you're not a street nigga, last thing you want to do is look like a street nigga.
Well, yeah, not necessarily a street nigga, but you got to have a certain edge, though.
Yeah.
For instance, French, you're very good at this. I'm going to use you. Give me the idea of what the ideal man looks like. And I'm saying ideal meaning the top. Like, this is the biggest catch.
Not what you would choose. Just,
well, yeah. The biggest catch.
A tall man, for
okay,
sure.
Tall. What else?
Tall man. Good hair.
Good hair.
Oh, you know that's
course.
Right.
That hair. I thought that was the first.
Hide your ass. Fucking Jay Smooth.
Fit body.
Okay, tall.
Oh, you out, Jay Smooth. Never
tall,
mind.
Yeah, fit body. Tall, athletic, yeah. Or fit.
And then the last thing is, the facial feature gotta have like strong jawline, like strong jawline.
Like he could take a punch.
strong jawline.
I think that's the four characteristics. The rest.
So not wealthy. That has.
Oh yeah, yeah, money for sure. Wealth.
Okay,
but.
So, but
his box is cracking up.
Oh, he'll do this. He'll go all the way in too. You want to ask him? Ask him a question, Lox. Anything you want to know, gay as it can be, he'll still answer it. There's never been a question he hasn't answered.
It's only gay until you start doing some shit with a dude, man. That's how I look at it.
Right. Believe that or not.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, do you have a question?
It's only gay if you act on it.
It's only gay.
It's right. Only like, gay if you like really do some gay shit.
Well, no, that's a question. So, French, yeah. Is it gay if you don't act on it?
If you don't act on it, no. There's nothing gay to act on.
You got to act on it.
You got to do it. Yeah.
Like, right. Like,
yeah. So if you dream about dicks all day long, but you don't act on it, you're cool?
You have a thought that needs to be thought about, but you're not gay yet. You're not gay.
You're not gay yet.
Might need to go on a road trip to figure that out.
Right. Not with you, though.
No, he's saying it. Like, come on.
He's trying to get somebody on the road trip.
Like, I'll take you on the road and you get that shit straight. We'll get you straight.
What do you get out of the road trips, French?
But it only happened twice with two.
What do you get out of the road trips?
True friendship. Mm. True friendship. How's that? How's that a face, be honest?
What does that mean? That can mean a lot of things.
If you had a gay homie that was struggling with coming out and was able to come out because y'all was on a road trip and you just had a lot of time to talk.
Yeah.
I feel like our friendship.
I think I called the episode the gay maker. I think you're the gay whisperer. If you bringing motherfuckers slowly out the closet, like, no, take your time. Here, just put one foot out. I got you. I'm out here. Trust me.
Listen, this is I'm safe.
I look at it as friendship, man.
Yeah. I'm safe right here. Like you could.
Yeah,
like,
I'm safe.
Like,
do you ever massage them into gayness, or is it always a car trip?
Is it always just
been a car trip?
Is always it. Vocal.
Is it's it, a conversation.
Yeah.
But so you saying it's that the Dykes. It's not a look, what you mean?
Like, you know, you get a look, you know what I mean? He looked at you, and then at him,
it's the conversation.
And it's like, that it's okay to be gay, look. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind if you gay.
Right.
Ain't we, look, we out of town. You know what they say about out of town. Like, what's the mileage? Like, 50 miles, like, it ain't cheating. Or whatever. I don't know what the
cheating.
I'm just assuming, dude.
What, you gonna suck the poison out?
I'm just assuming because French Reggie's in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like,
oh right, yeah, right,
so,
right.
So you can't. They got to be bound.
How does that work? What does your girl think about you?
Whispering,
helping men.
Men helping men. Well, isn't that a group? Isn't that like? Are you a part of men helping men?
I'm a good friend because usually around that age, when if you had a homie that was gay and struggling to come out. And then he came out to you, you would probably make fun of him. But the fact that I was there for my friend, you know, she's like,
you're a good guy.
Yeah.
So would she allow you to help women come back from being gay?
Yeah, she trusts me.
Okay.
If they're gay, they don't got to do nothing.
No,
back. Yeah. So
they realize bringing them back.
Yeah, they realize they're not gay no more.
Right.
That was a phase.
She just might have to join, you know.
Whoa.
I like this new French Red. I ain't gonna lie. I like this new French Red. When this nigga, when Rio was on the show, French Red revealed some new shit.
Which thing? I don't remember.
Well, the fact that what he's talking about right now is something that he's open to, and obviously him and G Money have discussed.
Oh, right.
You know, that this is, you know, part of maybe a new chapter in their relationship.
He's not gonna save by himself. Now they're a saving couple.
Yeah. And before, though, he was totally adverse.
I was never adverse.
You were totally adverse to the third party.
I think he learned that soul ties dies when you die. It doesn't.
No,
I don't want. You said you don't want no other girl.
I was never adverse. I was just saying that the thing is, I didn't want to be a hypocrite. If my girl lets me have my fun,
so now you're willing to let her have her fun.
But she said she doesn't. She don't want to do shit with no other guy.
So again, that's never been any different than anybody else. Where a girl doesn't want any other dude, she's just into girls.
But when we were having that conversation, we didn't have all those filters. All we were saying, like,
you didn't. You the one that want to keep dudes in the picture.
Well, I was just saying.
They
I don't want
to have the conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said that. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. If my girl is down, because the thing is, some girls would be like, "I'll let you fuck other girls."
Some girls, that, but
so
not, yeah,
when we were having that conversation, I was being accounted for that. I was accounted
so
for that.
So what if in 5 years she says, you know, going back on what we were talking about, I didn't used to want to, but
right.
Now,
and I'm watching.
She
you
said
have
she ain't
going to
change her mind because I did bring that up.
You've been having all this fun?
I'm not going to change my mind. How do you know you're not going to change your mind?
She said she would
set you up, bro.
Before I tell you, you're not going to get mad? You got to promise?
Five
promise you're not going to get mad.
Know, this only girl thing is not working for me. And you've already got five.
It's cool. Right. But I've just seen you. You're the only one catching. You catching all the waves. I feel like I'm missing out on a wave.
It's a setup. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you're saying that the dykes are making up for it because they have to be masculine and hardcore.
I'm saying I got you to pick your ideal man, and he had a strong jawline. You know what I'm saying? Like, even for you, you need a guy.
But the thing that confuses me, if you're a girl that you like girls, like, don't you want something? I never understood that in the gay community.
Well, this is the
because if
the
you
whole,
like girls,
all
don't
all
you want to date
gay community's fucked up that way, and I've talked about it, right? Like, this is, I've brought it up. It's like, okay, it's when the gay guys are pretending to be girls. They are like the worst. Like, no dude wants a girl like that.
Yeah, I don't
like,
understand.
Oh, girl, you have something.
I think French Reggie has friends that would think otherwise.
They're like, oh my God. Like, nobody wants a girl that is the way you behave, my nigga. Like, that's the fact that you think that's what women are is funny. But then conversely, when a woman is imitating or, you know, trying to do their impersonation of a man, it's always skewed, right? And it's just, oh, you know, wife beater, fucking, you know, chain wallet, you know, bitch, like, you know, like, oh.
You do know every lesbian is not, every lesbian couple doesn't have one of those in it, right?
We're just talking about the dykes. We're not talking about lipstick.
But you know that every lesbian couple doesn't have a dyke.
Yeah, no, we're just talking about the dykes. Yeah, the lipstick lesbians are, you know, they're
French, no, he knows the word. What's the word, French?
Femmes.
They're two femmes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I just call them lipstick lesbians. You know, they still dress and act like a woman, but they fuck other women. But the dykes, you know, dykes on bikes. You know what I mean? That whole group. You know,
But what I'm saying is that word is that
dykes.
Yeah, when you say dyke, you're not talking about two lipstick lesbians or femmes or whatever. When you say dyke, I think you're talking about that.
Yeah, for sure.
The Manny Fresh. Look, right. One's like Manny Fresh.
Right. But that's the point. Like, they all have, again.
That same, yeah, they have a prototype, Manny Fresh,
right.
Or a light-skinned street nigga. Like, it's...
and it's both ways, right? Because, like, just
but
like...
But even in other races, too, like, even in, like, a Mexican, like they'll dress like a street nigga.
What was the second nigga that you brought out of the closet, Fresh?
It was
Tim, wasn't it?
It was Tim. Yeah.
Right. So Tim, he doesn't, Tim don't walk around like RuPaul or, you know what I mean, these other niggas that are like, oh, girlfriend, or does he? I don't know.
Yeah, he don't even like Nut.
Yeah, he was, right. He was, the way he was on the show, that's how he is.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, just like that, there's gay people that are just normal.
Right. Averse to Nut.
Right. And then there's, you know, there's gay women that are normal. But then on the edges, you have these, you know,
it's the same as flamboyant.
You have these paraders, yeah, right? I'll call them paraders because they're the ones, yeah, they're the ones that are out in the parade that French Reg is like, where's that crosswalk? You know, I want to go take a picture. You know what I mean? Like, where you just are out extra tough. Like, your outness is really what you're all about more than just being gay. Like, it's,
and I
you
feel
can't
like
just
those
be
are the
gay.
People that I really hurt in the gay community.
But it's,
yeah, I feel like they're the ones that give them a bad name. Because they're trying
like the,
too much.
They're like the black people that fucking McGregor
sure
was
French,
talking about.
I'm not sure what French's role in this planet is. Like, he sounds like the advocate for regular gay people now. He's like, yo, they're hurting our community. He just didn't say our. But he's almost did.
It is our because he's in there. He's an A. Right. He's an A. He's a self-admitted A.
He's what? Ally, right?
Yeah, you can't be okay.
Come on, bro. Don't act like you don't know what you is.
They're adding so many different things.
You don't know the letters, right? Like, sure. Sure.
I don't know if they got duplicate A's. Like, it's just the A. You the A, bro.
So what is the... Give me the topic. What is the point?
I just think that... I just don't like that the thing gotta be a street nigga. I feel
right.
Really street nigga. Like, you could look hardcore. Look like a bike nigga. Look like a bike rider.
Uh-huh.
The like the bikers that, with the
but
the
it's always street
white,
nigga look. Durag, long tee.
And why do you think that is? Lack of originality?
That's why does it get bitches.
Street niggas, I guess that's what it
is. It works for guys.
Yeah. But it was just weird seeing niggas in dykes in Costa Rica looking like street niggas.
What I don't understand, though, is women wouldn't accept that from a dude.
Right.
If you aren't that nigga... Stop pretending to be that nigga.
Right.
And the problem with all of them is
they all
it's very hard to be that nigga because right. you're not even a nigga.
Right. They all pretended.
Yeah.
That's
but
it,
but yeah, but pretending to the point where it's like delusional.
Yeah.
Like if you came to if you approached a nerdy guy,
right.
he's gonna fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like the nerdy guy's gonna whoop your ass if y'all fought.
Cumberland Mall style.
So it's delusional though. My problem then is not necessarily that woman and why she wants to look like that, but the woman who chooses to be with her, what is she getting out of it? Because it's not protection.
Tricking. They be tricking.
Yeah, okay, okay.
The dykes be tricking.
Yeah.
But you could trick, you could get a dyke that tricks that got a suit on, and it would be more inclined to look like you tricking because you dress for business.
I'm
right?
I'm talking more along about the other line of the world, the two worlds that are going on, right? So, you know, there's the one way, but then there's that other way. What happens when that other way shows up? And when you got a girlfriend for a boyfriend.
When a real street nigga show up?
Or whatever.
You give up everything they're about to rob you for. Hey, here, take it. You would do that too if you was a real nigga.
No, my point is, though, is the woman who's choosing to be, if they're choosing to be with that woman that is, like, street, what happens when real street shows up? When the real right. world happens? You know what I'm saying? Like, because, I mean, you know, being with a woman just because she's a woman or whatever is not the same thing as being with somebody. I think what you're talking about is like the affectation, the flamboyance,
the
right?
The thugginess, yeah.
So what we all know as being men is when you are that man, you attract that kind of shit.
Yeah. The trouble, yeah.
So what happens if you're the woman who's decided to be with a woman who's super thugged out and real thug shows up or that real energy shows up, the energy you're pretending to put out, when that real energy shows up, I don't understand how women even want to be with that. Because at the end of the day, we all know that you not really a street nigga. You might have some street shit, but you're only as strong as the strongest woman doing street shit. And if a nerd came, he would have more power than you.
Right.
And no matter how good you are at fighting or how many of your brothers, me and my brothers used to fight.
You're right.
What happens then?
I just sparred with Ronda Rousey.
What happens then? That's what I'm scared about with that. Because, you know, with the dudes, like the dudes that act super flamboyant, like they're still dudes. Right. And if you fight one of them.
Right. If you like, girl, just step outside, bitch. You're like, okay. like that nigga finna beat your ass.
If you fight one of them as a man, you already know, like, yo, I know this dude acts kind of sissified, but he still can hit me in the right time and.
This nigga still crazy. Got grown man strength.
But it's not the same way the other round, right way around. So I'm wondering what the girl who's with that super thug lesbian is feeling.
That's probably why they always get played by those girls.
I heard they get their ass beat, though. I heard there's a lot,
there's a lot of domestic violence in the lesbian community. It makes
fuck
sense.
Around and find out.
Because they're both the same gender.
But imagine you hate. So, like, you hate your dude, right? Your dude is always fucking you up. But if another dude stepped to him, there's a chance he might beat that dude that's trying to help you. Ain't no chance that girl's going to be able to fight no nigga. And it's just not a chance.
That you guys just brought up that point, and I would say, you know, that attributes to the same thing I was just talking about as far as the portrayal, like the imitation is off. Like, again, that's, you think that that's what a man is. Like, you know, I guess, in, you know, if you listen to the Sean Connery fucking, you know, interviews and shit like that, you might think, you know, you just smack your bitch when she get out of line. You know what I mean? Like, this is what you do. You know what I mean? And so
that's what guys do.
Right. This is what guys do. And so this is why you are snatching her up by her hair. And, you know, but at the same time, y'all both are on the same plane, but you playing a role. So you got to play this role, and this is what part of that role is. You know, you roughing her up, and this is what it is. And that's got to be the reason why there's a lot of what you claim on is, you know, domestic abuse in the fucking.
No, I've heard that too. Why do you say claim? Believe him? I think he's our expert.
Yeah, I don't know, because again,
if he don't know, who would know?
I mean, he threw out like generational. He started this whole week about generational timelines and shit a couple weeks ago. Like, you know what I mean? Like in it wasn't even a generational
time. Would you rather be the gay Smee?
No.
Okay, well then let him have it. You arguing this nigga's expertise? Like, make up your mind, bro. What you gonna do? You gonna be the Smee? Or are we gonna let him continue doing it? And if so, let's let him do his job.
I'll fall back. You got that.
No, but my advice though is you ain't gotta go so hard. You ain't got to be so Manny Fresh. Like, pull it back a little bit and just be a regular lesbian. That, you know, you might be more masculine than other women. And that's right. fine. But it's that super thug, what I think French is talking about, that doesn't work anywhere. And I don't even know how girls would want to be with that.
Remember when we had the video back in the day on the show when they were having like a lesbian contest of who was the most manliest?
And the beard?
These bitches was growing full beards. Look, I mean, like way, French, I mean, like me.
Thicker than French Reggie's.
Am
yeah.
I? Like me and French
Reggie's. Fake beards, right?
No, fake. My ass.
They were taking biotin pills?
They was doing something. Yeah. And these bras, I mean, and some of them, low key, like, fuck high key, nigga. You looking at them like, that's a chick?
Nah, but she's still getting her ass whooped.
No, of course she's still getting her ass whooped. But you, and first glance.
Yeah, first glance.
First, that looked like a dude, bro. Like that.
Matter of fact, that couple that was, they switched.
Yeah.
And the guy got pregnant.
Yeah.
And the woman, she used to be a girl, but she's a guy. That girl looked like a guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She looked like a dude, for real. And the one who won. I was like, oh, my nigga, like.
Bro, imagine being the replacement, like, you know, the doctor, their doctor was on vacation and you was covered for your doctor and you get the call. You're like, yo, you show up and it's a nigga with a beard laying in bed with his legs spread open.
With a swole belly.
I'm like, whoa, what are we doing?
Swole belly.
What the fuck?
That was a whole episode of fucking, what was it, The Blacklist. The bitch was hijacking people and giving them wombs and planting them with artificial babies. And it was
guys.
Nice. And it was like preachers, you know, anybody who was like anti-abortion.
How much would you do that for? What's your number?
I start off at a mil.
A million?
Yeah. I'd do it for a mil.
I don't think I can give you a million. What'd you do, French?
For what exactly?
I need you to be my surrogate mother. I need you to be my surrogate mother.
You getting a womb and a baby planted in you.
You gotta pay me more than a mil.
Mm. Yeah, come on, for a baby. I'm not doing that.
This nigga's hella bougie.
Yeah, you know when it comes to those things.
That C-section scar, nigga.
That's not realistic.
What is your
bikini? I get a tattoo to cover the C-section.
What is your bikini? Like, who cares about that scar, bro?
That's not realistic. No girl's getting $1 million. How much is, what's the real number, bro?
But if I'm a dude being the same,
no, you're not a dude. You're you. What's the number?
I'm a dude.
What's the number?
He said it's not a million.
You know it's not a million. Stop it. What's the number?
Real talk, like, listen, so, because again, we're talking about 10 months, right? 10 months of work.
Sure.
Of pregnancy.
10 months of work and some pain.
Blocks, you got a number? What's your number, man? What's the number to be impregnated and be a surrogate?
You didn't talk me down. Use a good old, like, cash money?
Yeah, a million's ridiculous. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I mean, right off the bat, I said a million, but I'd do it for half. I mean, I ain't going to lie.
500?
Yeah. 500 mil?
That's not going to happen. 500 is too. That's too much money.
Oh, because the real surrogates are paying $40,000 to $250.
Right.
The most.
So
the most you get is probably.
But they're already built for that. And
you're stronger than a woman.
Nah, you're fucking.
I'm gonna be an experiment. No, they don't even know if it's gonna work on me.
you're doing me like the motherfucking the bionic man.
What if I'm saying it's positive? It's not. There's no issue. We've already solved this. This has been done now many times. You're not the first one. What's your number? Stop crying. And get this baby.
Gen Z's like, look.
What's your number?
I don't have to work?
What's your number? What's your number?
You said niggas going to 250?
Most, like, I've never Kim even Kardashian, heard of 250. When she did one of her kids, I think that lady
that's
got
Kim Kardashian. Regular nigga shit is, nobody can afford 200. That's too much. Yeah. Let's be realistic.
But it's usually around 40K.
40K, 50, 60, 70.
You do it for 40?
For a year, though. I mean, for 10 months.
Well, what are you going to do this for?
80?
Okay, what you got, French?
150 at least, man. That way I can put a nice down payment on something.
Nah, bro, you're going to have doctor bills after that. You're going to have the stretch marks. Nigga. You know what?
No, I'm taking care of all doctor bills. I'm taking care of all doctor bills.
150.
You're going to have to cross your legs to pee?
This take home.
I mean, when you sneeze?
This is just your take home.
150.
Money. What you got, Mac? You said, come on, a million?
Right, no, I dropped down to 5, but now
that's
listen.
Too much.
I know, listen, like, I mean.
If I was to give you $100,000.
Yeah, that's for a year's work, you know what I mean? Because, I'm going to.
$100,000, you'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For 100.
All right.
That's six figures 20, for a year. and I get naming rights.
Yeah, but we're not going to cut it out, though. You got to do it anally.
No.
Now we're going back to a mil.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. Like,
French,
stop, dude. He's like, we would just like a mil. Like, no, bro. Like, there's not a price.
Yeah, I'm not shitting a baby.
Yeah.
No matter what money you got.
French should get his ass ripped for a mil. that's what I learned. So... Let me, you know, people saw some shit on the internet the other day, or actually maybe it was a show, I can't remember, but it was someone was saying like people don't change, right? People are who they always been, right? And they always will be that way. And it was the whole scorpion, you know, and the frog story, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, everybody's heard that, right?
The parable.
Yeah.
Where the well, just tell it.
So there's the frog and the scorpion are on a shoreline, and he's like, listen, man, take me across. And he's like, nah, bro, the scorpion's asking the frog to take him across. And he's like, nah, I'm not going to take you across, man, because you're fucking...
Scorpion.
The frog is saying, I'm not taking you across, bro. You can't get on my back, and I'm not going to take you across the river because I know you. You're a fucking scorpion. You're going to fucking sting me, and you're going to kill me. And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that. Basically, they talk it through. He convinces the frog to say, hey, listen, okay, I'm not going to do that. Frog says, all right, get on my back. They start getting across the fucking thing. He stings the frog, and they both die, right? They both drown. And he's like, well, what the fuck? He's like, what did you expect? Nigga, I'm a scorpion. This is what I do. Like, I just sting things. Like, I got a fucking stinger for a reason. This is just all I do. I sting shit. And so the thing is like, people are going to be who they are, in essence, right? Like, you can't expect anything to be different than its nature. I don't know if I sign on to that. I want to ask you, do y'all agree with that? Can the scorpion be anything else besides a scorpion? And I'm using that as a, you know, example for people in life. Can somebody be something other than what they've been before they met you? Like, when you meet someone and they like, everybody's running up to you, like, don't fuck with that motherfucker. They are XYZ. Is they always going to be XYZ? So then you just write them off because they're fucking XYZ and that's all they've ever been to anybody else up to this point? Or do you allow people to change, or do you think people can change?
For me, I allow people to change because we've seen people.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, like, that's the road. That's what the road trip is all about.
Right. Nigga,
like,
you watch somebody turn into a werewolf.
Like, you've seen the most change in people, humans, and human nature.
But at the same time, just from life experience, most people won't change. But people have the ability to change. But I don't think most will.
What does that even mean?
He's on the both sides of the fence like this. Like, just straddling that bitch.
I think on average, 60% of the people won't change.
What the fuck? Didn't give a number?
Right. Won't change. But that's not 40% that
might
change.
Based on what study are you
doing? I told you, this is where I be challenging his number, because he'll come out with some confidence.
Just off life observation, that's how I'm looking at it. Like, I'm just like, because there's some people that have changed. What? There's some people you meet along the time that, oh damn, that nigga did change. That nigga used to be this way. Now he's no longer like, he's more focused, blah, blah, blah. This thing that happened will force him to change, or this event, whatever. But there's some people like, oh, he's still doing the same shit. You know? So I think...
I don't get this.
What?
I don't get this because everybody's constantly changing.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
You can't not change.
So you can't stay the same.
So no, I think that's a stupid saying. What does that saying mean? So, I think it's just one of those sayings that we've just decided to keep saying.
The scorpion saying or don't change?
People can't change.
So, example, you called me the other day about a friend that we have that's a pussy grabber.
Yes.
And he's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, well, maybe he isn't anymore.
Right.
But you definitely...
At one point.
You definitely have been, you know...
I talk to French about that, too. I call French, too.
in my existence, a pussy grabber. A random pussy grabber, too.
A witness.
Right. Like, not your girl.
Right.
You know, you've been a self-proclaimed dick flasher in clubs.
Right.
So this has been who you are.
Right.
I don't know. You're saying you're not anymore. Maybe.
But is that who he is?
I mean, what do you? How often? How much do you? Okay, then let's put this.
It's
how
a characteristic
often,
of
how. How I mean, often do you do something repeatedly before it is who you are?
Well, do you when you leave when you get up? What are you going to do to get to your truck? What are you going to do?
Walk?
Are you a professional walker? Is that like your job? You do that. That don't mean that's what you are, though.
This nigga just compared pussy grabbing and walking.
Yeah, that's not a characteristic of me walking.
Well, why not? You do so much of it. I would say that if I were to pick what you were in life, I'd say you're a walker. You walk all the fucking time.
You would not say I'm a fucking walker.
You walk all the time,
because that's what
bro.
Everyone is.
You're a breather, too. You've been breathing so much of this air, and I've noticed.
But I think, like, for Jamie Mack, we could say he's a guy characteristically. He might be late. So, but if he stops, if he starts coming early for, like, the next year, he change in that department.
Yeah, but that would be a... fallacy, though, because we're saying that Jamie Mack is late.
He's saying fallacy, not flaccid.
I heard about it.
Okay. I just wanted to make
that. I can hear it. I just can't pronounce, bro.
That's who he is, but like, he doesn't want to do better. Because if he did, he wouldn't. It wouldn't be changing. It's so just he's doing better.
I do. No, I do.
No, so once he does.
No, this is no, no. See, this is not like, oh, I'm a victim of this. No, he chooses to not give a fuck.
I do.
No, he doesn't.
I want to give better. Once he starts giving a fuck,
we going to say he changed.
I do want to give better. The reason why I was late today, you know what I mean, was because I was doing a favor. I had to stop and hook up a friend of mine.
What about the friends that were here?
One of them was here. The one that I was hooking up.
Oh, so then it's your fault, friends.
How is it my fault?
Or he just didn't plan it. He didn't plan it
in time.
Nah. The plug was not ready until it was like, and then he moved it. He's like, come here and then go there. And then that threw me off.
He set you up. The fans know about you. That's what that sounds like.
And then it
grabbed the phone taped to the bottom of the stool.
And then there was a lot of traffic.
I just want some weed, bro. What are we doing?
There's a lot of traffic. You know what I mean? Like there's a whole bunch of things going on.
Live in Atlanta, we could always.
Yeah, traffic is always. That's why you get 15 minutes to be late. But yeah. It was more than 15, right?
It's like maybe 15 and a half.
Okay. But my point though,
I got here the same time as Locke. It's like me and Locke rolled up in here at the same time, so I don't know. I'm often late, but I'm often getting here at the same time as other people.
Yeah, but Locke isn't a host.
I know, but we ain't going to start the show without him.
Well, I mean, we could have.
We don't start the show without guests.
Yeah, but we could have.
But
on
we don't.
On a normal day, we wouldn't have been.
We're that scorpion. We don't. We are who we are. We don't start the show. We're a show that don't start until the guest gets here.
I don't believe you are who you are, though. I believe that you were, like, okay, for instance, I think this may be inaccurate on the number of years.
Okay.
But I think I read that every 10 years, your body has completely new cells than it did 10 years before. Now, I'm not saying all of them die and regenerate at the same time, but over time, cells die and others get reproduced and replaced. And after about 10 years, every single cell in your body has been replaced with a new cell. So you're not even physically the same person anymore. Hmm. And then you're like, well, your soul's the same. I don't know that I believe in all that.
Well, so if you meet somebody, right, and when you meet them, they talk about all the cheating they've done in the past.
Right. Well, that was those old sales.
Right. So they this girlfriend they cheated on, this boyfriend they cheated on, whatever the fuck, right? Like everyone, you know, and you think, oh, they're just being honest, right? Like, so the fact that they're telling me this is that they're not like this. Then, you know, later on down the line, they're cheating on you too. Should you be the frog that thinks, oh, dumb me for thinking the scorpion was going to be anything than what the scorpion had told me it already was? Or you like, oh, I thought people changed. Well, or should you be, or are you the one, are you the frog then again for saying, listen, I knew the scorpion was going to do what scorpions do. And you told me you was the scorpion, but somehow I believed that you wasn't going to be that scorpion with me.
Well, why would you believe that?
Well, because they're saying it, right? Just like,
oh, I'm not like that anymore.
Right. That's what the frog said. Like, I mean, that's what he told the frog. I'm not going to do this to you. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking sting you because, you know, it'll fuck me up too.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck. Halfway through across the river, get it.
I was like, why do you need to get across the water?
Because
what's over there?
Isn't that the chicken's problem? Why did he cross?
That's not the same problem.
I mean, but isn't it? Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
But that's not, I mean, I know that's the answer, but yeah. That's the same thing then. Why did he get across the river? To just get to the other side. I mean, there's got to be, maybe there's a female scorpion he'd been scoping. You know what I mean? Like
he's not going to get to her though because he killed the frog.
But he don't know that. So my thing is this, like he thought he was going to be different.
Right.
He thought the scorpion dead ass before he got on that back
this
was
time.
Like, listen, like I'm not, like, listen, I, stinging you fucks me up too.
Right.
Like, why would I do that? Like, but then when I get here, like, God damn it, I don't know nothing else to do but this. This is what I do. Like a motherfucker that is a liar or a thief or, you know what I mean? And that's what they always do. Like I know people that lie for no reason. I think we've all met a person like
smooth.
That just lies for no reason.
Smooth.
And O-Dub. Right. And so what, do you think that
I don't think O-Dub has ever told the truth on this show.
Do you ever think that they're ever going to be, that's going to change? Like they're going to, is that something that they grow out of? Like it's a part that's like, okay.
Not with those two.
So what then? So you think that you have the ability to change?
Yes, I have.
See, boy, you can't contradict everybody else.
Well, so
either there are scorpions, they have to remain scorpions.
Maybe I'm a chameleon. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a scorpion.
What?
Maybe I have the ability that where a scorpion doesn't.
Well, I think we all have. That's why I was. That's why I was like you said. I was on the fence.
No, not because
we all have the ability to change. The question is, are we going to or not?
But that's the thing. Not everything has the ability to change. Like everything,
human beings definitely.
No, well, you know, all human beings aren't the same, right? I don't think that's the case. But, I mean, even scientifically, if you know open them up, they're different.
But they have the ability to change. Now it could change from better to worse, or worse to even worse.
You know what we're talking about.
White people haven't changed.
But you know what we're talking about here. What's this that? Is a bigger conversation. This is free will. That's all this is.
Making the decision to change?
Just free will, period. Like, do we have any control over any of this at all? And I tend to believe we don't, and that free will doesn't exist.
From the free will conversation, we don't. But I think if you're a person and you have a characteristic of yourself that you want to change, you can definitely do.
What are you saying then, French? Because I knew you were going to do that. The auto-agree was not going to work with what you said.
The
after
free
fact.
Will aspect is so much more grander than just, oh, I want to make a change with my life. Because there's things in your life that you're not in control of that can impact you.
What I'm saying as far as free will goes, yeah. The scorpion that doesn't have free will. I'm going to sting this frog.
Yeah, because from my animal...
And even if I convince him to get me on this water, I don't have the ability to not sting right. this motherfucker. Because that's just in my nature is what you're saying.
Right.
But that's free will or lack thereof. That's what that is.
Yeah.
So you're saying the larger argument you're making then is that we don't have free will. And I know you weren't trying to go there with it, but...
Well, yeah, no, I guess, you know, you are who you are, right? I think, you know, I mean, there's... Okay. I think you're maybe right. You know what I mean? Because we'll talk about, like, you know, motherfuckers that are serial killers, right? Maybe they were born that way, right? Like, I mean, if a person can be born gay, a person...
Well, no, they're not born gay. French Reggie helps them.
they need that car ride.
They're just walking around lost and confused, and then one day...
But that's the thing, right? Like, these energies that people have, like, this is a thing. Like, you can have... Where you say, oh, no, people are born this way. Well, then people can be born that way too, right? Predisposition
to
be
fucking...
Yeah, but
when you
fucking,
play with that, you create that slippery slope.
With it.
But that creates a slippery slope.
Which what does?
It's already when been you, slippery when you put that KY on it.
When you say, oh, I was born that way, because now with the pedophiles, they can just be like,
wait, so you don't think your gay friends were born gay?
Yeah, but I'm saying this
see,
is...
See, bro, but, what are you doing?
You
here?
Can't have it
but
both
but
ways.
I, never
I know you want it both ways.
But this, I'm not but having it both ways. But for ways. Me is, I don't want to use the argument of, oh, it's because they were born that way. I don't think we should ever use that argument.
Then what are we talking about?
They needed that car trip. You like that?
We can't use that argument because now any orientation or anything now can... Because now pedophiles can be like, I was born that way, so I got to rape kids.
So
and now they get a pass. That's what
well,
I'm
no,
saying.
They don't get a pass because it's illegal to rape kids. But
if you use the argument of being born that way, you create reasons for legislations to change.
As
that.
I
so,
mentioned,
that's
so
what
you,
I'm
so,
saying.
But my weirdness,
that's why I said as an
but
argument,
the
I don't want to go with that.
This is again you self you choosing what you want to be okay and what not to be okay.
Right.
So you're okay with homosexuality. So you're okay with saying people are born that way.
I literally just said do not go with that argument when you're
well,
trying to explain
no,
gayness.
No, it's not a, no. It's, but see, that's the problem. You're saying don't go with that. You either we're going to use the truth to make these decisions or we're going to use your feelings. We can't use both. So you're saying don't, let's pretend like that
when
study doesn't work
when
because.
When it comes to sexual orientations, I think it's better to go with the feelings aspect than being going with what
when you're saying.
But that's not what
better.
They're going with.
No, Mac, that's not what, you're saying it's better to go with. There's not a choice. Either we're going to use the truth or we're not.
Okay, and then if we go, and then all I'm saying is once we go with that truth, we are creating slippery slopes for
it's
people.
It's not a slippery slope. It's the only slope that there is, my nigga. Either the slope is there or it's not. We can't pretend it's not there for predators of child sex, but we can for gay people. Either the slope is there or it isn't. It's
okay,
not slippery.
Okay.
It's
so,
just the slope.
So in that case, I'm not going with the being born thing because at the same
because
token.
Because you.
No, because there's some gay people that say they wasn't gay. It's something that happened
think?
To them.
What do you think?
I think most gay people in the world. Or it's things that happen to them in that cause them to be gay.
So
or lack of things that happen. Either a lack of or...
So nurture.
Yeah. I think nurture plays a bigger role than nature when it comes to that.
Okay.
I mean, and that's... I'm glad that you said that. But again, as far as they, them, you know, whatever pronoun
who?
They want to use.
Who?
The gay community.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're saying this is.
Are they saying that? What are you about to say?
I don't have a choice.
Yeah,
I don't have a choice.
Especially trans. I don't have a choice. I've always felt like that.
Right.
This is the way I was born.
Yeah. That's what.
And you're saying that's wrong, French.
For me, I think from a society that has to sign a social contract, yes, I think if we're going to go with that, it fucks up shit because now we're going to, it's going to create that lane.
So again, this is the thing. You're so afraid of creating a lane. Than whether acknowledging a truth or not, right?
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
Because of a social contract.
But it's not about, so fuck a social contract, right? So
the truth comes before the contract.
Right. If this is true, right? And this is the reality, that this is how they were born and how they felt since birth. Like, this is not an option. This is that.
Who decides that's really true, them or us?
Them.
What? Everybody is involved. What do you mean? It's not like we're smarter than they are and they're smarter than us.
So we're supposed to tell them how, what?
What I'm saying is if you believe that Nicki Minaj's brother, for instance, could stop liking young girls, or I don't know was he into boys or girls?
He was into teenage
people. Just people, or was it girls or boys?
I think it was both.
Okay. You can't make Nicki Minaj's brother stop being attracted to them. There's nothing that you can do. Is that a fact or not?
According to them, it's a fact.
Okay. According to who?
The people that are attracted to kids.
So you're saying that you don't believe that that's possible?
I believe they could probably stop.
Okay. So in that situation where you're saying you could make them stop, I'm not sure how you figure you could do that. But okay, you know, maybe some shock therapy or a pistol to their head or something. I don't know. But my position is that he doesn't choose what he's attracted to, because I don't choose what I'm attracted to. Do you choose what you're attracted to? Did you make a choice to decide what you're attracted
girls.
To?
I just saw girls for the first
time. I'm not talking about girls. I'm talking about like brown hair or round eyes.
I like that.
So what makes you think that they do? If you've never had control over what you're attracted to, how can you sit there with an equal client saying, no, they have a choice. They're just choosing to be assholes.
Because at the same time, I also look at the environment, and I look at most people are attracted to people.
Is there anything that you like that most people don't like?
Yes, there's always things like we can have that argument every
day. But this isn't anecdotal. This is the bare bones. I'm not giving you an anecdote. I'm saying if you can witness it in yourself, how can you not accept it in someone else? That seems hypocritical. I'm not talking about anecdotes.
And you know how you don't want to be a hypocrite.
I'm talking about if you know that you don't have any control over what you're attracted to, social contract aside, you don't have any control of what it is that you're attracted to. Uh-huh. Why do you think he has more license over that? Like, he can just turn it off or turn it on, or anybody who's thinking something, or if they feel they're gay or...
Just like I'm attracted to beautiful women, but it doesn't mean every beautiful woman I got to do something to act upon it.
He didn't either. That's why you didn't go to jail till the end. There was many kids that got away. You see what I'm saying? Like, he didn't fuck every kid he saw. Did he fuck any kids that he saw?
So there we go. So that just proves that he can control it.
So.
Not the attraction, the action. Which is I guess I'm only arguing
the action.
Because that's what French stand on. It ain't anything until the action is done. Right. It ain't gay until I suck
a dick. But his point was that he wasn't born like that.
Right.
That he chose to do that. And I'm saying chose to be attracted to them?
Right, no.
Or chose to touch? Because I don't even know if he did touch. He might have just had some pornography on his computer or something, or he tried to talk to a kid and they got caught. I'm not even sure what his story is. I used him because we talked about on the show before. Okay. No offense to him or their family.
So this is what I'm saying. The attraction, sure. We can all agree you are born with whatever attraction.
Right.
But the action, you can definitely control no matter what.
Yes.
I believe in that. So I stick to that.
But then that changes back to the free will conversation, right? Because now we have free will. We have the lack of ability to go against free will on one part, and then we're saying, oh, but no, there is free will when it comes to making a choice.
I've always been that there's no such thing as free will.
Well, he don't do it.
He don't do it.
Pangea. You don't know about Pandora.
Because you didn't hear what you just said.
The brother, let's just say.
So the free will aspect in that example for me is the attraction. Like,
yeah, but the free will also has the action, because that's free will too.
That is the actual free will where you're making the choice not to act on.
It's both. They're both.
So
this is the thing with that free will conversation, because I don't think we can make it black and white, because that same guy that's attracted to kids, right? Mm-hmm. This is why I say nurture plays a lot of role. If a guy's attracted to kids, he grows up in America, he may never act on that attraction because he's growing up in America where there's laws and things that make you that embarrasses him.
Right.
But if he grows up in India where you can marry 12-year-olds, 8-year-olds, he would have no problem and act on that attraction. It's the same guy, but the environment changes how he acted upon that attraction.
So you're saying that in India right now, people get married to 12-year-olds?
Some you can.
So hold on.
That's a real thing.
So then why is he wrong for feeling that, even if he's here?
This is why I say the nurturing, the environment plays a big role.
That's not what I asked you.
Why is he wrong, though?
Wrong with the act or the attraction?
Well, you pick.
Either. Yeah.
You can be attracted to whatever you want to be attracted to. That is not my country.
So if you go to India and you can marry a 12-year-old right now, you think that you're going to, I mean, all of those people in your eyes are wrong, but then in India, it's normalized, so it's not an issue.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? What is that's.
So for those people, it's best to live in India. What I'm saying.
But I'm just saying though. If this is happening anywhere in the world, right? So why does why does it matter where it's happening, right? Either it is or it ain't. It's like the whole slavery thing where you talked about it, and people were like, you know, at one point slavery was legal, so everybody did it. Well, in some places slavery is still legal,
mm-hmm.
but we don't act like we get indignant. But we allow it. Like, we was talking about these phones and all this slave labor that we co-sign on to have the things that we have in our life existence. We're okay with that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what you're saying to me right now. You're okay with it as long as you're not directly...
As long as it's in India.
Right.
That's, again, because I'm arguing the point. I'm not okay or not. Like, for me, this, whatever it is, it is what it is. What? So it's not something like... like, you're making it seem like I'm... All I'm trying to say is... If you live in America and you are somebody that's attracted to kids, I would advise you not to act on it.
Right.
But if you said, you know what, I have this attraction, I'm going to go to India because in India I won't get in trouble, nigga, enjoy your Sky Miles. like, what am I going to do about it?
So it sounds like
the only time I'm going to act upon that type of shit is if it's my kid.
So so it sounds like to me, and I'm not, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're not against people having sex with children.
Just not in America. That's what it sounds like.
I personally...
With that long pause, you're right. Exactly. Nope, it ain't. I didn't put you anywhere. You said this.
If I was making the law, yes, I'm against it. If I'm making the law,
you
I'm
told a nigga
it.
To enjoy his Sky Mileage in that little booty.
Because I can't stop that nigga in India.
You was like, enjoy that booty, get your Sky Mileage.
Because right now, I'm not doing shit for those kids that are getting married at 12 in India. So who am I to go stop the nigga that says I'm moving to India? I ain't doing shit right now.
This goes back to what B was saying. Truth or not, is it or ain't it? Is it or ain't it? Is it okay or isn't it not? Not fucking, it's not regional.
And I ask, who's deciding that it's
truth
okay?
Truth or not regional?
Me or the person
well,
that's
what
doing
are we talking about? Because you're saying in India is this, and I'm saying, well, in your life, in your purview, do you see this as a problem, whether it's in India or whether it's here?
Right.
And if you do, then...
You're not telling a nigga to enjoy his Sky Miles.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that was, you're just being funny.
But you're not saying I don't give a fuck. You're still like, that's still wrong. I still don't think that should be happening even in India. So again, let's take it a little bit further.
I agree with that. I still don't think it should happen in India, but like, what am I going to do?
Let's take it a little bit further. Go we're talking about pedophiles, serial killers. Uh-huh. I think we can all agree, right?
They're wrong.
Whether it's in India, England, America, doesn't matter, right? But there's some people that are predisposed, they say, to feeling this way, right? Like, I've always felt like this, right? Like, I felt this need or this urge. And sure, some people don't act on it. Some people do. I don't think you're ever going to say, okay, in fucking Uzbekistan, nigga, be a serial killer. Like, if it's, they don't, their fucking laws are such that, you know, you only get a little bit of time, or they'll just slap you on the wrist. You're not going to say that. So that's my thing. Like, either you agree with it and you say, no, this is not cool, or you say, it is cool, but it shouldn't be, oh, it's cool because they say it's cool over there. Well, that's not, I mean.
So we were arguing so many,
the main point is whether or not the scorpion could ever change.
Right.
And
if people are disposed to being what they are.
And then that's how we got to the argument, because some people could be what they are, but they never act on what they are. You know, that scorpion is an animal, so they.
If the scorpion no longer acted on that, would he be a scorpion anymore?
That's a great point.
I guess
so. A scorpion that don't sting
is what?
Because
this is what a scorpion is, and you're not doing this.
You're no longer a scorpion. We can't call
fish
you.
Fish friend, not food.
Yeah. We can't call you a scorpion because you're not doing scorpion shit.
You're shrimp now, nigga. Like, land shrimp. Something. I don't know.
And, but, so then.
But with human beings, it's not just one plus one.
It's not supposed to be. We're supposed to be evolved, but.
Yeah, so. That's why the original point, it looked like I was on the fence because I was like, well, some people don't change, but I've seen people change too.
Well, I mean, Mac has changed. Mac, when he first got here.
You used to not have swag. Now you kind of have some swag.
Well, that's external. I'm talking internal. Mac has changed, it seems like, since he came here from Sacramento.
For sure.
It was a different, like, I felt like he was on guard. Like, he always felt like it was grimy shit about to happen everywhere when he first got to Atlanta. And it's like, no, it's a little slower here, man. It's not always some. It's definitely some crazy, grimy shit here.
Right.
But you don't have to be a part of it. Like, it's easy to separate yourself. It's easier, I feel, to separate yourself here than it is in Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento for sure.
Like, to separate yourself from the greasy shit, you're like, okay, well, I see it, and I know what I can just be over here.
Yeah, you can just stumble. You just go into the store, and you find yourself in some shit all the time. Like, it's just wild.
So I've seen a person change.
Right.
In 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about monumental change, but not that you were bad before, right. But you're just a different person now.
Yeah, no.
You're far more laid back. Your shoulders drop a little bit lower.
Pac said he was listening to the show. You know, he's going back to the earlier episodes, and he recognized the difference. Yeah. He's like, yeah, no, you were way different than them early shows.
Exactly. So, yeah, I seen it. Now, I'm also somebody who doesn't believe in free will. So that's weird for me. I don't know how I'm going to reconcile that. But I've seen the change. But maybe the change wasn't a free will. Maybe it was just supposed to happen.
Maybe, it goes back to what French is talking about, his environment, right? Because if we just go back to earlier in this country, right, when slavery was a thing, right, there was white people that, again, like, this is the law. I'm going to do this, right? Or then, I don't know, because I'm about to fuck it up, because I don't feel like that sentiment has necessarily changed as much as we would like it to have.
Because it's economic. There's an economic factor to that example.
As far as the white people in Hull's view on black people. I don't know if they're propertylistic, if that's a word.
You know what I mean. Propertylistic?
Yeah, propertylistic opinion and viewpoint of us.
I don't know what that means. Give me some other words.
Like, you know what I mean? Just like the
put
fact
three
that,
words together to that, make that
like,
word.
That we're not, we are lesser than. Like, even we just go back to just a couple decades ago when quarterbacks, you know, there were no black quarterbacks. The reason being is that we weren't necessarily have the IQ and the ability to process offenses and lead from that position. I mean, that was not too fucking long ago that was prevalent in all of sports, you know what I mean? Not just in the NFL, you know, they didn't want you to be a black quarterback, you know, in high school, in college. They wanted you to be a fucking running back or a cornerback or a wide receiver, something that your athletic ability could be showcased and not necessarily your mind be relied on. So this viewpoint of what we are and how people view us, I don't know if white people have changed, right? Like, it was legal for them to think a certain way about black people.
Why do they see us that way?
I guess the propaganda, right? The African jungle.
Yeah, propaganda my ass. It's only so far that can go.
They can just go outside. Like, you said it yourself, Mac.
It's only so far propaganda can go. Like, why do they see us that way?
So, if we go back to the original, like, last week, I think was when you had the clip about, from what's his name, the creator from what's the name?
Aaron Magruder, yeah.
And he was talking about whatever. You know,
they see us, but that's how we're showing them.
But he said that we had a certain cachet, right? In the civil rights movement. And I go back and I think about it, right? It was like the only way, and I think Martin had the understanding.
Martin?
Luther.
That y'all on first name basis?
Yeah, I mean, he's a first name nigga. Like, he don't need the whole thing. Martin is Martin.
Yeah.
And it's not Lawrence, it ain't none of that. It's Martin when we talk about civil rights.
Martin Short is my Martin.
But he knew that it only could be accomplished the way that he had to do it, right? The fucking the hands up, you know, turn the other cheek, don't shoot, because anything else is not going to work. It's not going to barter. You're not going to gain that cachet. Right. And it wasn't until I think, you know, people started to see motherfuckers getting dogs sicked on them and hoses put on them, and they're doing, you know, peaceful protesting, and they're still getting fucked up, that they tugged on, you know, genuine or, you know, good white people's fucking, you know,
hearts.
Emotions, right? And right. say, listen, that's not right. What I'm looking at right here
right.
ain't right. Now, if you fucking fighting and you can't tell who's the aggressor, who's the combatant, because you see two fighters. But if you right. do it this way, it's very clear that there's one that's fucking out of pocket
right.
compared to another. And then that way people are like, listen, this is something I can get behind and say, this ain't right. Any other way, I think we've gotten away from that. And I don't think we'll ever go back to that. I think we're at a point now we're ready to fight on a drop of a hat. And it doesn't even matter if they're white anymore. We'll, like that picture you sent me about that chicken and her teacher. You're not going to talk to me like this. Like, we have an anger.
Yeah.
And like you said, when I first came out here, like there's a level of on guardness that I think the majority of black people possess now that it's like, nah, I'm not having it. No way. Like, I'm going to fuck you up. You come at me wrong. Like, you come at this and that.
It's bad.
Like, it just doesn't help progress, especially when you got bonnets on. When we were in suits. No, seriously. When we were in suits and we were fucking dressed up and we were trying to fucking portray ourselves with a level of class that, you know, said that we were dignified, people could look at us and see that. But when you wear the fucking costume of an ignorant motherfucker, and even if you may not be, it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody reading the whole book. Covers are getting read and opinions are being made. And so that I think that's just where we're at with us.
That's a bar.
French Reggie is co-signing you.
Hey, man.
You're not going
to. I mean, I give him dab. I mean, it's a rare day, but you know what I mean?
I was trying to think of something I could say to make French agree with me and jump off, but I couldn't think of nothing right then. So
anything. I guarantee it. It didn't matter. You could have just said anything.
Well.
You could have just said anything, and it would have been so good because he would have just jumped right out the boat. Wait for me.
Yeah, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again. You know what? I know you guys have noticed, but we've slimmed down the shows a little bit. There was a reason why we did it, though. I was going out of town. French went out of town one time, and I went out of town. And we just had to make it so that you guys would have shows throughout that whole thing. We hate making you guys miss weeks. So that's why you've noticed the shows have been kind of slimmed down and maybe a little more rapid pace than what we normally do. But we're looking to continue on after this episode.
Growing.
Yeah. So either way, let us know any feedback you have, even about that if you do.
Yep.
Yeah, and anything else you want us to do too, like things you want to hear from us or topics, whatever. We just want to bring that interaction. Let us know anything from the Slack room,
Spotify, reviews, Apple
social
podcasts.
Media, everything.
I'll be willing to do. Should we do? We haven't done a challenge in a while.
Okay.
Have
yeah.
Any challenges?
Yeah.
Any listener that feels like they could go on a car ride with Reggie and not be gay by the time it's back, what we give them?
I mean, I think just me coming back straight is a prize in itself.
Right.
Like you come back and you still think pussy great. Right. Like, it's like, whoa, you won. Because that don't happen.
It's like
the gay Bermuda Triangle.
Fall in love with pussy again.
Like,
or not.
Like the gay Bermuda Triangle. Like, that nigga straight go in there and just disappear. He never be seen again.
French is laughing, yeah. French is the only person not laughing.
Well, I bet his gay friends think it's funny.
Yeah, they probably
they're like,
right. They right too. That's right.
Right.
Like,
I was
yes,
on the fence.
Does.
I was on the fence until that nigga told me it was cool.
Oh, man, that sounds like, you know, we used to do like ads and stuff.
Yeah.
We should do an ad. Like that vaginal mesh ad where like you get a lawyer. If,
right,
if you,
right.
Yeah. If you've been on a ride with French Reggie and did not come back gay.
Right. if you were stationed at so-and-so and got mesothelioma, like if you drank French Reggie's bathwater, it's still straight.
Oh, shit. They're going to do a class action against French. Anyway, keep supporting us.
They be yelling drugs. Nigga, I was used to be straight. Like, nigga just told me he was going around the block. Damn it.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.